Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
We saw in the Mishnah, B'daf Chof Chesamad Aleph, the end of the Mishnah, Yotza mechutoch, oy mesuros, mi sheyotza ruboy, harize, hariu kielud. Yitzias reiv of lad, it's kielud legabi tumas leido, also legabi pchoiro. You don't need kol haguf, it's enough reiv haguf. The second din, yotza kedarkoi, ad sheyetze reiv roishoi, veizu reiv roishoi, mi sheyotza padachte. Second din is that it's enough that even Roiv HaRosh, Leidas Roish alone, is also enough for Tumas Leido, Kielud, B'Kol HaTorah Kulo. Now, it's before here in the Mishnah, it's also in the Mishnah B'Choyros, Be'etzim, there's two Malchim of Leido, Leidas Roiv HaGuf, or Leidas HaRosh. Now, the first Oifen of Roiv HaGuf, which is Kielud, B'Kol HaTorah Kulo, B'Pshutoi, it's Midin Rubei Kechuloi. That's the Mashmos in the Sugya. The Pashtus is that the Yilud is Bekol Haguf. Memele Roiv Haguf is Midin Rubei Kechuloi. Legabi Yitzias HaRoish, Lemaise, it's not brought down in the Shas. What is the reason? Meichet Teisa, Yitzias HaRoish alone would be called already a Leido. It's enough that this flat is Ki Yilud, Legabi Tumas Leido, Legabi Pchoir. It's not brought down in the Shas where, what is the mocker for this Inyan? And we see in the Mishnah that even Reiv HaRosh is enough, which is not also Mevor. Be'ezar Hashem L'Kamon, we'll try to explain it. Now, the Avnei Nezer in Yeridea, Simen Shin Tzadik Aleph, he brings a Chakira. What's the Yaseira Din of Yitzias HaRosh that it's called the Yelud? If the Pshat is that the Chiddush of the Rosh alone is Choshev Keleido, Leidas Roish, or maybe it's Mitzad, that were Machshev, the Guf, was also Ki Yilud. That means that Ruba Yilud is called Kechula Yilud, that's Ruba Kechula. K'moichen, he says that Roishoi Choshev, since the Roish, the Cheshivas HaRosh, it's Choshev Ki Yilu Yotza Kol HaGuf. But not mitzad the Rosh as itself. It's a leida b'fnei atzmo. Just the Rosh is the goyrer, kol haguf, just like you have rubei kechulois, you have Rosh kechulois, Rosh kechulois. But there's a chiddush in this mahalach. B'kol HaTorah Kulo, like in Bias Migdosh. Toma shenichas l'migdosh, you need Bias kuloi, chayv koros, Bias ruboi, or b'vayis ha-metzoyra, you need Bias ruboi, rubei kechulois. Only ruboi, then you're done, that kol kuli nichnas. By sukkah also, you need roishe v'ruboi in order to be done kechuli v'sukkah. But roishe alone, in the kol hashas, it's not enough. Roishe is not kechuli. Only ruboi kechuli. So this din of roishe is a chiddush din by later we find. Chshivas harosh, maybe since ikerach hayusev harosh, we'll soon see. Al koponim nidin kechuloi, which is geirer kuloi. Those are the two tzadim of Avnei Nezer. Bezer Hashem will be mevarit more. Lemais in the Mishnah, it's brought down that also beroiv haroish is enough that it's called a yelud. Now, bipshutoi, if we say, Bishlam, if we would say that the roish mitzad atzmoi, it's called leidas roish, So then it's understood why we can say Rubai Kechula. Just like you have the din of Kol HaGuf, Guf is Kielud, and Rav HaGuf is Rubai Kechuloi, K'moichen, also the Gabi the Rosh, the whole Rosh is Leidas Roshai, Memele, it's Moyel here Rubai, Rav HaRosh, Medin Rubai Kechuloi. But if we would say that Leilam there's no such thing as Leidas Rosh Bifnei Atzmi, well, the pshat is that Derech HaRosh, since you have the Yetziyah of Roshoi, it's nidoin that all the Guf is also Kielut. Just like you have Ruboi Kechul, you have Roshoi Kechul. But if that would be the Pshat, so Bepshutoi, you would need all the Rosh. But Mechitesi, that Rov of the Rosh, the Rov itself, would be enough. We find Rubi Kechuloi, Pshat is when you have a Dover Sholem, that is Nitzrach. And on that you say that Ruboi Kechuloi, you have Kol HaGuf, so they have Rubi Kechuloi. You have Kois Sholem, so then the Dover HaSholem is the Kois HaSholem. Rui, from that is Rubi Kechuloi. That's the way every Rubi Kechuloi works. But if there's no such thing as the Rosh, Kedovol Sholem Mifneyat, just the Rosh is a Chetimtze to be done, that Mimele, Ki'ilu Yilud Kol HaGuf. So, Mechetese, that Rav HaRosh is enough. That Mechir is Tzorchi and the Mahalach of that. But we'll see soon that also in the Hemshech. The Maisa we find in the Kiyah Sefer, Perek Yud, Meluchas Yisurei Biro. He brings a mocker of the Din Leidas Rosh. He brings that it's learned out from what it says in Bereishis. Kol Hashel Nishmas Chaim Be'apov V'goymer. Heilach achar apayim dahainu roishoi le'inin leide dechoshuv. So he learns it out from the pasuk. Kol asher nishmas chaim be'apov. Heilach achar apov hainu roishoi. This is a special chshivas in roishoi. He learns out that is the, he says that's the mocker for this inyan of leidas roishoi. L'maisa the gemara v'b'choyrois. The gemara daf involvement in the base. Leaning the memor of Shmuel there says that Ein HaRosh Poiter B'Nefolim. Shmuel was mechadish that even in a regular Vlad Shechai, you have a din of Leidas Rosh besides Leidas Ruboi. And then that Shmuel says, Kol Zeb Vlad Shekol Chadosho, but by a Nefel, you have only the Oifen, Leido, which is Roiv Haguf. But Rosh is not Poiter B'Nefolim. And then that the Gemara there says in Bechoris my Taimo, Kol Hashel Nishmas Ruach Chaim Be'apov, Kol Heicha De Nishmas Chaim, Nishmas Ruach Chaim Be'apov, Hu De Choshev Reisha. So Rashi there is Mefaresh, Mishu Hu Ben Chai, Heilach Achar Apov, Hainu Reisha. So there the Gemara brings the reasoning of Shmuel is only a Ben Chai we find that Heilach Achar Apov, Hainu Reisha. And there the Gemara L'maisa is Deicha Dibri Shmuel and says that we hold La Halocha that also by Nefolim Roish is Poiter. And the Kiyas Sefer brings down that even though that Nidcha Dibri Shmuel he says, V'kaimel and Sharosh Poiter Af B'Nefolim, Mikol Mokim he says, Dai B'roi L'chyois, that already has Chshivas to the Rosh. But Loilam the Mokker is from here of the Yisoidin of Leidas HaRosh. Now, in the Mishnah, it's brought down that Vlad, which is Vlad Mechutoch, B'Yitzias Ruboi, he's already called the Yalud, L'Gabi Tumas Leido. And the Chiddush is that even though it's not one Guf, it's not a Guf Echod, which is connected, it's only Chatichois. Mikol Mokum, we say Rubei Kechuloi. Now, Le'inyin, the Leidas HaRosh, the Mice, we have a Machlekes in the Gemara. In this case of a Vlad Mechutoch, it's not mefurish in the Mishnah. What's the din by the Rosh itself? B'yitzias Rosh, b'vlad mechut. So the Ma'aseh we have a machloikis in the Gemara. According to Rabbi Lozer, even though that every regular Leido shel vlad chai, or even a nefel, maskon say Gemara, it's enough. Or b'yitzias Rosh, ladun kiilud, or b'yitzias Rosh is enough. Not only b'yitzias Ruboi. But the Gemara says, by a Vlad Mechutoch, there it doesn't help Yitzias Roshi. you need Davki Yitzias Ruvoi. That's according to Rabbi Lozer. Vlad Mechutach Gara Tvei, and the Oifen of Leda, Tumas Leda, also Gabi, if the Mimcher would only be in a case that Yotza Ruvoi, but Yotza Yitzias Ruvoi, you don't have that Chidosh by a Vlad Mechutach. That's Shitas Rabbi Lozer. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that even by a Vlad Mechutach, it's enough that you have Yitzias Ruvoi to be Dan Kiyelud. Rav Popo Lemaisa, the Gemara brings down here, Rav Popo wanted to be Toil in Machlikas Tanoim, Abonon Rav Yosi, if the Rosh is Peter and Vlad Mechutach or not. And afterwards it's brought down, Elohim Rav Zvid, Lemaisa, the Machlikas Rishonim, what's the Machlikas Tanoim Lamaskon? By Tosis it's Mavur that Lamaskon, Ben Tanakama, Ben Rav Yosi, they hold that Mechutach, so the Rosh is Peter. Just like a Vlad Chai. But the Machloikis is what shear of Rosh do you need in order to be Poiter, in order to be Danet Kiyelut. According to Tanakamo, you need the whole Rosh. Not enough Roiva Rosh, just like every Vlad. The Vlad Mechutoch, even if we hold the Rosh is Poiter, but here you would need the whole Rosh. That's Rabbi Yosi, that it's enough Rov Rosh, just like every Vlad Jilkayo. Every Vlad that is not Mechutach. And that's the Kavona when it says, Mishiyotzo ketiknoi lechayim. Tesis says, Hainu Mishiyotzo miroishoi mashachayim tluim boi, which is Roi Varosh. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's no difference between Vlad Mechutach or not. It's enough Roi Varosh. According to Tanakamo, even though the Roish is Poiter b'Mechutach, but you need Kol HaRoish. The sheet of the Rach here in Asugya, that according to Tanakama, the Rosh is Poiter, by Nefel, by Chotuch also, by Mechutuch. Sheet of Serb Yosi, that the Rosh is not Poiter, not by Mechutuch, and not by Nefel. That means by a Nefel, or a Vlad Mechutuch, you need Dafke Yitzias Ruboi in order for it to be a Leda. But Roshoi, you don't have the Chidosh of Roshoi just by, only by a Vlad Chai. And not by a Vlad Mechutach or a Nefel. And Be'etzim, it's like Shmuel Sheet and Pchoyres, Menvov and Beis, that the Roish is not Poitev in a Fol. The Gemara there was Deichel Maskono, but according to the Rach, Sheetas Reb Yosi, is that Sheet, and the Rishonim that I can hear is that according to the Rach, why was the Gemara Deichel and Pchoyres, Sheetas Shmuel, Lemaisa, we have such a Sheeta, we have Reb Yosi in our Braiso that holds that by a Nefel and Rosh Poitav in a Fol. Now the Shita, the Ramban, the Rashbo, they understand the Maskola, according to Reb Zvid, that according to Tanakamo, if the Vlad HaMechutoch, if the Vlad Yotzo Ketiknoi, the Rosh is Poitav. And Reb Yochanan holds that way. So Reb Yosi holds that Im Yotzo Ketiknoi L'chaim, that means, Im, when he was Yotze, he's Yoitze Kederich, that the Chaim are Yoitze, which is Sholem, then the Rosh is Poiter. But by a Mechutoch, it's not Poiter. Mamish Keshitas Rab Lozor. So it comes out of the Maskona, the Machloikas Rab Yochanan, and Rab Lozor, it's totally in the Machloikas Tanoim. If Bechlal, we hold that Rosh Poiter ben Afalim, but by Vlad Mechutoch, it's totally in the Machloikas. If the Rosh is Poiter, Bevlad Mechutuch or not, that's Machlikas Tanoim, and that's Kemachlikas Amiroim of Yochanan ben Rav Lozer. The Rashba, he mentions another thing in our Sugya, that the Rosh of a Vlad Chai says, Kule Alma Moidu, that it's enough the Rov Rosh. You don't need the whole Rosh, it's enough Rov. But Legabi Nefel, the Rashba says, according to Rabbonon, so even if we hold that the Rosh is Poiter ben Afalim, but you need all the Rosh. It's not enough Roiv. And also by Mechutuch, you need all the Rosh. Rabbi Yosi holds that Rosh Mechutuch Bechlal is not Poiter. You don't have the Milas Rosh by a Mechutuch, you need the Tzias Ruvoi. But by a Nefel, Rosh Poiter ben Afalim, there it's enough by a Tzias Ruvoi. That's according to the Rashba. Comes out there's two machloikasim here between Rabban and Rabbi Yosi. Gabi Bechlal and Vlad Mechutoch, if the Rosh is Poiter. And they have another machloikas, Gabi Nefel, that if Benefel, even Rosh Poiter Benefolim, according to Rabbanon, you need Kol HaRosh And Rav Roish is not enough, according to Rabbanon. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even it's enough for Rav Roish. Now, in this Prat, what the Rashba says, that by a Nefil, according to Rabbanon, you need all the Roish and not enough. Rav Roish, in Teras Abayis HaKotzer, he says not like that. There he says that there's no difference in a Vlad Shel Kayom or a Vlad Nefil, it's enough Rav Roish. Koponim here, the Rashba B'chidush of holds, it's telling the Machlikas Rabbanon v'Rav Yossi. We pass in that by mechutoch yitzias haroish alone already is needing kiyilud. But we have a machlekes Rambam in the Rashbo if by mechutoch you need dafke yitzias kol haroish or it's enough roiv roish or just like every flat. Shita Rambam perik yud misurei bia alochavov. The Rambam is mechalik between mechutoch l'sheina mechutoch. He says that only when the Vlad is a Vlad Sholem, then it's enough roiv roishoy. But if the Vlad is mechutoch, there you need the yetzias kol haroish. And the Rashban Tiras Abayis by Zayin Shalvov holds that there's no chiluk between them. Lo'oilom Dai says be yetzias roiv roish. That means ben la Rambam min la Rashba lemais roish mechutoch the vlad mechutoch the din is the roish's poiter. Just the ever machlik is if you need all the roish or over roish. That's the machlik. The Beis Yosef near there is simin kuf tzadik dalit. He asks and the Rambam mechatis la Rambam chiluk ze. Where is it mentioned in the Gemara this chiluk of roish roish? So the chiluk aloches. See, the retire in the Chiddush Halachos says that the Rambam learned, just like Shita Sateisus, we mentioned before. Nisbar, according to Teisus, that Aliba the Tanakamo, even though Yitzias HaRosh helps by Mechutoch, that's already called the Yulud, but you need Kol HaRosh, according to Tanakamo. Rabbi Yossi holds on like that. Mele, the Rambam is Poisek, like Tanakamo, with the Malach of Teisus. That Gufa, even though that it's Yetzias Roishoi, it's Poiter b'mechutoch, Mikol Mokim, you need all the Roish, according to Tanakhava. The Rashba that is Chedek on the Rambam, the Chochmas B'tzal says that he is Mefarish, not like Tezis Shita. Like we mentioned before, the Rashba is Mechalik, he explains differently the Mechalik, so B'nam Rabbi Yisrael, B'ikir Adovo, Imehani B'chlal, P'tu Roishoi, Yetzias Roishoi b'mechutoch or not. Al Kolponim, that's the Shitas HaRambam, L'choyres, like Shitas HaTesis, the Biur HaPlukta between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. So it comes out, L'maise, from what we said until now, there's a few Nidoinim here that you have to explain. Shul She'advarim, the Svaris. Number one, we mentioned that even though the Mishnah brings down the Yisoid of Yetzias Roishoi, first of all, we have a Machloikis. That's the mayor of Shmuel in Pchoyros, and according to the Rach, there's a machlekes tanoim in our sugya. So you have to know manishtan and nefolim called Vlad Chai. Base we brought down that even if the rosh is poitav in nefolim, we have the machlekes in our sugya, machlekes amiroim, and maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. What's the din legabi Vlad mechutoch? Maybe even if we hold by a Vlad shel kayomo, or even by a nefel. That the Roish is Poita ben Afolim, and Yetzias HaRoish is already called Kielut. We have a machloikis what happens here, L'gabei Vlad Mechutoch. If there also, it helps Yetzias HaRoish. The third thing we brought down was that even if we hold that the Roish is Poita ben Vlad Mechutoch, we have a machloikis Tanoim according to Tosfos, and a machloikis Rishonim L'Halocha. Maybe, even if we hold that Yetzias Roishei Bevlad Mechutoch is called Kiyelud, maybe this is only if you have the whole Roish, Kol HaRoish, that's Shitas Tesis Aliba de Tanakam and Shitas HaRambam. But Roiv HaRoish doesn't help. Le'umas, every Vlad Chai or Nefel, Roiv HaRoish is enough. The fourth thing we brought down was from the Rashba in our Sugya, that he brings the Machloikis Rabbanu v'Rav Yosi L'gabi Nefel, that even if we hold that the Roish is Poiter ben Afolim, we still have a Machloikis Rabbanan Rabbi Yosi, if you need all the Rosh, and according to Rabbi Yosi, even Beroi Varosh. So the Maise, all this is Tzorch Bil Tuve. Miman of Shach, if you have the Yisrael of Leidas Roshoi, what's the, and you have a din of Rubi Kechulis, so what's the Nafkemino? Legabi Nefel, you have a Plukto, if you say Rov Rosh Be Nefel. What's the Nafkemino Gabi Mechutoch? Be'etzer Adov, if you have a din Rosh, and if, even if you have a din Rosh, we have Chilukim here, maybe Rov it doesn't work. So the Maisa will start out, will be Magdim, what the Chazanish brings down in Sim Kuf Yudzai. The Chazanish is Mevayer, that, according to the Mando Omar, that the Rosh Eina Peitel Ben Afolim, so the Chazanish is Magdil like this. Kevan Shekol Mashi Yetzias Roshoi, the Chazanish says, Nechsheves Keleido, Machmas, Ksheroshoi Be'avir Ho'olam, Hu Chai, Be'avir Ho'olam. The Rosh, when the Rosh is out, outside, he's living, he's, the Chayas is Be'avir Ho'olam. Chazanish says, "Ein ze megareya es metziusoi laoretz, v'arei hu nechshav kielud ben leinin tumas leide, shoyokan kvar meisel leide, v'chel leinin yilud atzmoi. U'memele kevan shu kielud machmas shu chay be'avir ha'olom, ze shayich rak asher yotzo chay." That's the way the Chazanish is masbir, the mile of the Vlad Chai. Pshat is the whole mile of the Rosh, what he's Chai ba'avir ha'olam. So even though Kol Aguf is still the Me'imoy, ain't the Megareas Mitzius Elohetz, he's living here. That's the Chai of the Vlad, but that is only a Vlad Chai. Aval Yotzo Meis, you don't have that mile. Chazanish is Moisif there, but according to the Mando Omar, that the Rosh is Poit of Inafolim. So he says the reason is Kevan Sharoshu Iker Havlad. Not mitzad the Chayas Bavir Oilam, just the Rosh has Chshivas of Iker Havlad. So also Bitzioso Inichshav Kielud. But and that the Rosh says, the Chazanish says, Kol Zeh, when the Rosh is Sholem, but when it's Mechutoch or Merusok, Enel of Tiras Rosh, Venechshav Lelei Derak Bitzias Rubai. So that's the answer in the Mandom of Rosh Poitel Ben Afolim, but not by a Mechutuch yet, because there's a mile of Rosh in Mitzad, Shu Iker Havlad. The Rosh is Iker Havlad. But then, the Chazanish says, it's only if the Rosh is a Sholem Rosh, but if it's Mechutuch or Merusok, and all of the Ras Rosh. And then you need Dafko Yitzias Rubai. That's the answer in the Mandom Omar, in our Sugya that holds, that Mechutuch, you need Dafko Rubai, and it doesn't help Yitzias Rosh. The last Mando Omar, the Chazanish says, the Mando Omar that holds that the Rosh is Poiter, even though by Mechutoch, the reason is, he says like this, Mishum she'ein onu holchim, achal mitziusoi shel achshov. Bizman ahoive, it's Mechutoch. Ela achal shleimusoi hakoidemes, koidem shenimche. Ve'iker mitziusoi hakoidemes, yarosh. Ukshiyotzo ze iker amid. So Vaita, this man that holds mitzad the chshivas of the Rosh, not mitzad that he's living in Chai Bavir Oilam, but you don't need bizman ahoive, Rosh Sholem, elo achal shlimusoy hakoidem es kidim shen. Al koponim, those are the tzadim the Chazanish brings down. Now I want to be moisif now. If we hold, we brought before him the chakira Davnines in Yerdeo was choyker. The Mailas Rosh of Leidas Rosh is the Maila Mitzad Atzmoy Shel Rosh that Leidas Rosh Havi Keleido, or the Maila of the Rosh is Mitzad Chshivas that is Geirer also Shar Havlad. The Rosh is Malose Klape Kol Aguf. It's Iker Memel. It's Geirer Ki Yelud Al Kol Havlad. That was the Chikir Davni Nezer. So Nir Elohim I like this. That a Vlad, that is a living Vlad, Vlad Shechai, his Milo is Mikoyach, what the Chazanish says, that Roishoi Chai Ba'avir Oilom. That even though the Shara Guf is still B'mei'imoi, it's not the Megareah, the Metzias Loretz. And this you can say that the Metzias HaRoish K'shele Atzmoi is nidan kilud, not mitzad, that all the goof is nigrar bosar ha-roish. Just the roish mitzad atzmi, there's a maila slayed al roish. Since the Yitzias Rish Nechsev is Kaleida, why? Ki Roishi Bavir Oilom. He's Chai Bavir Oilom. So there's the Mailas Roish Bifnei Atzmi. And if the Dover HaSholem, we hold that the Roish is a Maila Bifnei Atzmi, it'll lead us Roish, Bezeh Lekuli Almo, Roiva Roish, would work. Midin Rubi Kechule. But that's all by a Vlad Chai. By a Vlad which is a Nefel or Mechutoch, there, we can understand that the main mile is only mitzad the chshivas arosh who ikir havlad, like the Chazanish says, the second mahalach. And then the mile is mitzad that by yitzias roishoi, it's nidoin ki yilud al kol havlad. But there we can say dafko, if there was yitzi of kol harosh, there you don't have the mile as leidu mitzad atzmi shel roish, you don't have the mile as shechai bavir oilo. Only mitzad chesivas shivas haroish who ikel avlad, memele, and this oifen is only bitzias kol haroish. And on this derech we can say that even if we would hold that by a nefel sholem has a mailas roish bifnei atzmoi, even though, first of all, it's too we find him in the nefel, there's an oifen ben nefel that he's living, even a nefel meis, I'll call upon him, and has a mailas roish mitzad chesivas roish bifnei atzmoi, roi lichyois. But al kolponim, we can still say there by a nefel, there's lay that's roish kshila atzmoi. Memele ruboi would work mitzad rubi kechule. But legabi roish chutoch, he doesn't have the mailas roish bifnei atzmoi. There we can say it's only mitzad, the chshivas harosh nidoin, that it's the chshivas kegoyer kol aguf. But by that, you would need also kol haroish. Boifinch, it comes out that the chkir of Davni Nezer, the ikra yesoid of itzias roish, is mitzad leid al roish atzmoi, leid as roish, that's why it's a yelud. Or mitzad that the itzias roish is have a kegoyer, kol havlad. So, according to what we're saying, talvayu is naibu. Both stodim are emes, there's two dinim. The vlad chai, but it's mischalik, like this. Vlad chai. And therefore, since the roish is a dovar hasholem b'fnei atzmi, rubi kechule. Masha imken bevlad mechutoch. There we can understand that there's no mailas roish mitzad atzmoi, keshil roish b'fnei atzmoi. Just mitzad that you have the chshivas roish that b'yitzias roish nidan kiyotz ruboy. And the nafkamina is legabe ruboy roiv roish. Only by a vlad chai, it helps Reva Rosh, midin rubi kechuloi, since the Rosh is a double sholem, mitzad hanitzach laleido, this is the Rosh chai bavir oilam, that's the mailas Rosh, midin rubi kechuloi. But by mechutoch, the whole mailas Rosh there is only in order to be geira sharaguf. For that, you need, the whole gerira is, when you have the chshivas of all the Rosh. But you can't have roiv to a roiv. The mailas Rosh, klapei kol aguf is only when all the roish came out. Memele, in this mahalach we can understand all the svaras in our sugya. Besides what the hagdoras of the chazanish inside the chilukim of a vlad chai and a nefel and mechutoch, we also now understand the nidin of roiv. We found out that we find that even if you hold by nefolim, kulei al mumoidu shoroish poitel b'nefolim. We have this machlokes, what the Rashba brings down, shenichel kutanoim, imahani roiv b'nefel or not. So now we can understand that even though roishoi b'nefel works, but it's a different mahalich. Choluk b'yosoidei, the roish that is moye legabe vlad chai, mashal, the roish is mahani legabe nefel. Vlad chai is mitzad, the shleimus haroish mitzad atzmoi, and the maila is mitzad shechai b'avir oilam. Memela, and that we can say, Rubei kechuloi, loichen legabe nefel, the mailas roish is not mitzad hadovar hasholem mifnei atzmoi, he has no chayes. The whole maila is mitzad that the roish is choshuv, klapei ikir haguf, memela goyrel shar haguf, but there, in order to be nidun ki yelud, you need the whole roish to be goyrel all the guf. But it's not enough Rubei bilvad. Al derech zeh, that's the machlikas legabi mechutuch lehalocha. It's brought down the machlikas Rambam in the Rashba, and according to Tosfos, is machlikas Tanoi, that even if we hold by your every vlad chai, or even by nefil, it's enough roi roish, but by a vlad mechutuch kula alma moidu, that you don't have a mailas leide betol roish sholem bifnei atzmoi. The whole mailov of vlad mechutuch beroish is only mitzad chshivas haroish shu ikel aguf. Memele he's geirer the whole goof, but there the Rambam holds. There you need kol haroish, because the whole malach leida b'mechutoch is mitzad, or yitzias ruboy, or b'tzias roish in the choshuv shegeirer shara goof. But you need yitzias kol haroish. Lu'umas vlad chay and nefel shitas Rambam. There you have a mile of a roish mitzad atzmoi. Memele there we say ruboy kechuloy. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samechesel with base. The Gemara is mistapik. Hoitzi ha'ubor es yodoi v'chotcho. V'chozar v'hoitzi es yodoi v'chotcho. Ad shi shlimo l'ruboi. Mau. Mi amrinon honofik l'rubo? Oidil marubo v'vas achas bo'ino. The Gemara is talking about the alocho and behima makshor. The din is that shchita so'ei materis is a vlad. But only if the vlad is in the toicha behema. Once the vlad is a yelud, so you need a special shchitol and the vlad a yoytze. Beleidas ruboy, the din is, so if there's shechit the behema, and there was leidas ruboy, so the mute inside can't be nita of shchita simoy. It's also shaykh to the leido. The sofik of the Gemara is, bo'ifen shohitzi uberes yodoy, the chotcho. And then it was Moitzi, another Eiver, Bechotach. Sach hako we have here, Hashlom of Reuve Vorim that are outside. Mi amrin on the Gemara is asking, Honofik leirube. And if that's the case, it comes out that Habi ki elud, also the mil, which is Bifnim. Oidil nirube vas achas buino. Memel, it's not called a leido. If it's not a leido, so if you shecht the mother, kol ba behemot lichel. So thesis theory is, it's l'chayr mefurish in our Mishnah here in Perkam Apeles, we've learned in Afchov Ches, Yotzo mechutoch oy mesuos ad shi yitzeruboy. So it's mefurish in the Mishnah, of vlad mechutoch, yitzias ruboy, is really a leido, havi kilut. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? Dilne tzorich mevasa achas. The tzir of chotuch, yotzo yivorem eivorem ad shi yitzeruboy, it's mefurish in our Mishnah. So the Tosfos say like this, V'yesh loyma, devadai isho tmeo leido beroiv vlodo. Vadai, it says here in Perek HaMapeles, ad shi yitzer ruboy, vlad, roive vorem, is enough in order that the vlad should be nidon ki yilud, l'gabi tumas isho. But Tosfos says, we don't see from here yet, that the miut shebifnim is also called yilud. It's enough ruboy that it's a maisa leido beruboy. But we didn't hear from here that the miut shebifnim is really called the yelud. The miut shebifnim is still part and chil from the guf habeim. That's the chiluk ha'tosis. L'gabi tumas leido, it's enough we have a maisa leido beruiv. Even though it's not bevasachas. If it would be bevasachas, so the yitzias ruboy, bevasachas is geirer than miut shebifnim ki yelud. Aval gabei, the midon of the behemo atzmo, when we're talking about chtichois chatichois, maybe only bevasachas miut b'fnim would be kilud, but evorim is only mahani legabei mashiyotza have a kilud. It can't be greater than miut shebifnim. Avdei Nezer in Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph, he asks, Amotis, he says, that the ishut tmeya tumas leido beroiv lodo, even though that the miut inside is not nidon kilud. So the Avnei says like this: Lichoiro yikshe biyotza hayoyim ruboy mechutoch, veachalkach yotza roishoy lemochar. On Sunday yotza ruboy mechutoch, and the next day yotza roishoy lemochar. And this chiluk was not yet nidon kiyilud. Nimne yemei tumo v'yemei tayro milemochar. Why? Shari leidas haroish gam kein avleido. According to Tosfos, it comes out that the roiv that was yoytze, nidon kiyilud, but the miut, which is inside, is not nidon kiyilud. Now, if the miut bifnim is roish, so the next day when the rosh comes out, now you have a new leida. Leida's roish. Memela nimne yemei tumah v'yemei tayra from the next day. From that avni nezer is meichiach. That leida's roish bat smusoi is not a leida. The whole mile of leida's roish is only mitzad that it's goyer the kol aguf. But since in this case roiv aguf was already outside, out of the behemoth. The miut, HaRoish is inside. The Roish is still inside. But there's no Leida b'fnei atzma shel Roish, only if it's mechadish Leida al kol aguf. So since the Maisa Leida was already berubay yesterday, there's no Leida b'fnei atzma. You see, he's bringing a raya. What he was, the tzdodim, that he was machri, he was choyker, if the Leida Roish b'fnei atzma is a Leida, or the Mailas Yitzias Roish is mitzad, that it's geirer, Leida el kol haguf. So he brings a raya from Tesis. It's geirer leida shel kol haguf. And therefore, in the case of Tesis, which you only have the roish inside, it's not a nidan of leida b'fnei atzma. Therefore, we're not moina yemei tuma v'tayro. The next day after leida saroish, el abos aroiv haguf azlim. Now, according to what we mentioned before, lechayru, we have a big tchiyah to the raya of Avnei Nezer. Even if we hold that by a Vlad Chai, Leidas Roish is a Leida b'fnei atzmo, and therefore Roiv Roishoi Mahani Medin Rubei Kechulei, but Tesis are talking about in a place that the Roish is Meru. We're talking about in a Vlad which is Mechutoch. By a Vlad Mechutoch, you have a Machlikas Bechlal if the Roish is Poiter or not. Even if we hold the Roish is Poiter. Mikol Mokum, we said that the Roish is not a Nidoin, Kaleida Bifnei Atzmo. Elo, the Milas Roish Mechutoch. Here, you don't have the Milo, what the Chazanish says. Having HaRoish Be'avir Ha'olam. And this Milo is here, he's outside. That's the Milas Roish. The whole Milo of Roish, Vlad Mechutoch, is only mitzad that since the Roish is Choshuv Ki'ikir Vlad, Memele, it's Geirer. The rest of the Vlad to be Nidin Ki'ilut. So it comes out by a mechutoch, everybody is moide to the Avnei Nezer, that there is no Mailas Roish Kaleida b'fnei atzmo. And therefore, Tosis and Arsugya learn, Pshat and Tanekamo, that even if you hold that Roish Mechutoch is poiter, but it's not helping Roiv Roish, you need Kol HaRoish. And we explained, since the Maila of Roish by Mechutoch is Choluk v'yisoidoi, from the Mailas Roish of Vlad Chai, and the mile of the Roish by Mechutach is not Kaleida b'fnei atzma shel HaRoish, ela mitzad the chshivis of Iker HaRoish klape aguf, kegoyer kol aguf. So, and that's the reason Blimani Roish. Mele, that's what Tosfos says. We're not done Kaleida b'fnei atzma Roish. Here everybody is moida to the Avnei Nezer. But it's not a rayo to every Leidas Vlad Chai that it won't be a nidan of Leida b'fnei atzma. The Maisei I saw in the Chazanish in Simukuf Yudzayin, he asks also the same Shaila Avnei Nezer, that if we're saying, like Tesis says, that the miut that is inside the Vlad, what the Gemara in Chulin says, Yotzo Chalokim Chotach, Yotzo Odeiver Chotach, Berubay, that Tesis says that since it's not Bevas Achas, so Memele, the miut Shebefnim Lehavi Kilut, so Tesis, the Chazanish says, so it comes out that the miut that came back, that came out the next day, Haviki Pilo Lemochor, Venimne Yemeitume Vimeitaira. So the Chazanish says something very simple. He says, since the Miut Shanisha, Loinidoin Kevlad, the Gora Miguf Otum. I know the Chazanish is saying that whatever is left inside, Mea Behemot, which is only a Miut, it's not Shaykh Bechlal, a Leda Befnei Atzman, this Miut. Even if it would be, the Rosh would be inside. But even if we would hold that Be'almo, Leidas Rosh Havi Kaleida B'fnei Atzma, like that, like the Avnei Nezer. And even we would hold it in the Mechutach also, that a Leidas Rosh B'fnei Atzma would be a Leida. That's only in a case that you have a Vlad Sholem in the Mei Imoy, and you have the Yitzias Rosh, then you have a Maido of Leidas Rosh. But in a case that only Miut Vlad is still in the Mei Imoy, there's no Cheftzo Vlad that would be shayach bechlal or maisel leidah. The whole nidan of the Avnei Nezer is when you have the chefts of a vlad, and you have it's yes roish. How are you magda the roish? Roish kaleidah b'fnei atzmo or mitzad that it's skirt the shar vlad. But in a case that the etzem ruba yotzo, and the roiv that was yotze is nidan kielud, hamiyut shebefnim loy nidan kielud. But even if it's not nidan kielud, but it's a vlad otum, vlad shevel gufa otum. Miut Vlad is not a cheftishul Vlad. According to Avnei Nezer, he understand that the chisorn is the maisa leida. That's what he brought a right. That leida shreish b'fnei atzmo is not a maisa leida. But the Chazanish's taina is, we don't have left a cheftishul Vlad that would be shaykh b'chal a maisa leida. Chere divrei Chazanish dvorim brurim ma'oid. So ad kedei t'mil Avnei Nezer, they didn't learn that way. Yeah, vaitu. The Mishnah says, Hamapeles vein yadua, im zocho im nekevo. Rashi says that we give her a chash of yimei zocho in the kevo. Peles Rashi yimei toyar. That means we're moinim yimei toyar from this ledo for a zocho for a nekevo. Luchumo. Teisus anshi shem is lichoro. Why do we give her yimei toyar from now? Lichoro yeshlochu. She says that in the time she was mapil here, maybe it was only mixas the Vlad. But Roiva Vlad, maybe was from a long time ago. Mela Ovru Yemei Toyar. Just like Rav Chisda says, Leil B'daf Chof Ches, Amapeles Yad Regel, and Noisim Lo Yemei Toyar, because since we don't see the whole Vlad come on, Memela Rechoshesh, that this was a continuation of the other Ivarim that were, she was mapil beforehand, and therefore you can't give her Yemei Toyar from today, Shema Ipila Koidim, also here in our Mishnah. We didn't see the Vlad. Come on. So this is the tyrant Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalid, Sivkotim Chofal, if he brings from Tverez Lemoisha, he says like this. That also, Tverez Moisha says also like the Tez Zanji Shem, Shiyashlochush, Shema Ipila Koidim. And the Sidri Tyrant says that the whole Chshash, maybe, that a long time ago, it was Leda, she was mapil beforehand. It was only Bo'ifin that what she was mapil now is Mo'irer Chshash and Adroro, that if the Leda was also beforehand. That means Bo'ifin that she was mapil Yadur Regel Chatuch. Sharei Vorem, she wasn't mapil now. But we saw that Al Korchoch, she was mapil Leseirugin. She was Rekonis. She was with Mila, and now she's Rekonis. We only see a Yadur Regel. So Al Korchoch, there was some mahalich of Hapolasivorim. Memela here were choishesh mele that was nigmar the roiv beforehand. Therefore, you can't give her yemei toyar. That's what Rav Chisda says. En nois lo yemei toyar. But by us, that she was mapil, we didn't see what she was mapil. Here, vadai, we should say, bepashas, that she was mapil kol levasachas. There's no chshash, no drora to be miniach. It came out chalokim chalokim. That's what the Sidri Tyre is. Now, what it says in our Mishnah, Teisha lezocho in the keva, ule nido. So Teisha's shayla was, we mentioned it before in Daf Chof Zayin, Teisha says, lechoyro legabi in the keva, to be machmir as in the keva, lechoyro, chumras in the keva, lechoyro, we have a sveik ole heter. Dilmo shalu yoldo bichlal. And even if it was a lady here, maybe it was a zohar. So legabi chumras in the keva, to be mamt in 2 weeks, lechoyro, we have a sveik ole heter. And this is the famous Yisod of Toysis we mentioned before in Daf Chof Zayin. Toysis Yisod is Sveik Sveika, since we can say the Sveik Sveika in another, in this Leida Gufo, Ligabi Yemei Atoyar, Im Tere B'Yem Lamedaled, Halkach B'Yem Aleph, there, if we use the Sveik Sveika, Shema Nekevo, there we have two Tzodim Leheter, not to be Machmir. And since you say Sveik Sveika, which is Soyser Zeretze, so now we would use the Sveik Sveika to say that it's not in the Kevo. Dilma Yolda Klal, Vidilma Yolda Zohar, but in the Kevo we're saying it's not, because of Sveik Sveika, and therefore we're not going to be Machmir. 2 weeks as in the Kevo. But Lemaise, Biyom Lamedaled Liyoso, Lelidoso, or Biyom Mim Aleph, there we would use the Sveik Sveika Adarabah to say it is in a Kevo, not a Zohar, to be Mekel. That's the Sveik Sveika, the Sasri, the Hadodei, and we don't say Sveik Sveika l'chul. G'day to see the Reb Kveger in the Chidushim Dav Chof Zayin, his Marek and Dibbe HaTesis, he says a few chiluke dinim lehalocha on this big yisoid of sveik lechub. Like the Gemara here in Omid Beis. The Gemara brings down, Tanya. Isha, she yotzto meleo bori konis. So the Gemara brings down, they veal afanenu. Shloisha shvuim tohirim, asor shvui sechotome vechotoyr, meshamez lor shloshim chomeshu, matvin loiso. Tishim vechomesh tfilois divri beishama. Lemaisa, the big question here, that it comes out, we have here Tishim vechomesh tfilois alibi de beishama. The Achreinim here, he asks, that the Tishim vechomesh tfilois, according to beishama, it comes out that Shabbos is also bechal achesh. So the Sidri tyrants, in Kuf Tzadik Dalet, the Chidat Halochis, the Pnei Yeshua and Beit Zadav Yud Ches, Chassam Sefer and Arsuyo, also the Rashash, they all ask. Beishamai and Beit Zadav Yud Zayin would be say that you can't also Litvul B'Shabbos. Tfilas Kedem, Tfilas Odom is also B'Shabbos. And since you have an Issa Tfilah, why? Mechzik Misakin, you have other reason, but the Iker Atam La'alochim Tan Mechzik Misakin. Meile comes out, you have a Chisorn, the Tishim Echomesh, it can't be. The tefillahs on Shabbos can't take a place. Why have an issur tefillah on Shabbos? So Meila, how does it come out of Tishim v'chomesh tefillahs? The Chidat Halacha says that Eino Chinami, Balimaisi, she's not tevil on Shabbos. Kavanah says Gemara that there's Tishim v'chomesh chiyuvei tefillah. But befoyal, she can't be tevil on Shabbos because the issur d'rabbonon of Mechzik Misak. That some sefer is toilet, is marich a lot in our sugya, and he's toilet in the timeim there that are brought in the Gemara and Beitzi Yudzayin. But lemais, according to the reasoning of Mechzik Yimusaken, it lies by Akasha, why lichoyro, according to Beishamai, how is this isha toivel in Shabbos? Lichoyro, you have an iser tvila b'Shabbos of Mechzik Yimusaken. The Aruch Haner also says the Shailon, the Rashash. Lemais, we find here in the Mei Nido, he says the Chere Dover Poshut. The Mei Nido, also the Maharsham, and also Beis Yitzchok. They all answer something very simple. The Isser of Tvilo, the Iker Halach, the Isser of Tvilo is Mitzad Mechzik Mitzad, which is an Isser Rabbonim. Now, in the case of the Gemara, these are all Sveikis L'Gabeya Tvilo. It's not Vadai Isho Tmeo, and the Tvilo is Metayer. We have these Tvilos are Be'etzim Yisofek. We have it sad that maybe the Isha Bechlal is not Tmeo, or Tmeo Labailo, and this Tvila Be'etzim is only going into water, but it's not a Tvila Misakena. So there's no Misakena at all. Just Misofik, we have it sad that it is Metaher. Memeil, it's Misakin. But there's it sad that it's not Misakin at all if she wasn't Usher beforehand. Now the whole Isser Misakin is only an Isser Rabbono. Memeil comes out. There should be a din of Sofik, the Rabbonu Lekulu. Since the whole Isser, Misakin, is only an Isser, the Rabbonu, and you have a Sofik Bechlal, if she needs this Tikkun or not. But if she wasn't Tomei, so there's no Isser to go in the water alone, as the Isser Misakin. Memele, here, you wouldn't have a problem, or it would be Sofik, the Rabbonu Lekulu. That's what the Meinida says, Bepshitus, the Mal Sham, and the Beis Yitzchok. So Lichayra is a double portion. First of all, the Etzem Adin of Sofek, Shvus and Shabbos Lekul, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in a few places. In the beginning of the Bir Halacha brings in a Shin Yotes, and Shara Tzion brings it in Shin Tezayin. Sofek, Shvus Lekul, besides Melocha Shem Tzuch Legufa. Melocha Shem Tzuch Legufa, Shvus Chomra, Mishnah Berurah says, Yikori Do Yiraiso, there we say Sofek Chomra. But every other Shvusim and Shvusim Lekul, also Kveger brings in a Chayyid Dalid, Simimem kedavol poshut sofek shvus lekul. Bemele here the sofek legabe tvila, even though tvila is an isad rabbonon, but if lechali have a sofek, is it a tikkun or not a tikkun? It should be sofek drabbonon. But like we mentioned before, shitas asidri tayre the chsam sefer, the rashash, the olchaner, pnei yeshua, they all learned that even misofek we should answer it. So you have to understand what's the Shirish HaMachloikis here, and it's the big enough Gemini La'alocha. The Maisa was that and Lil Shabbos, before Hamoitzi, the woman didn't remember, was she mafresh challah from the challis on Shabbos? Had a suffix. So the shayla was, or it's a suffix in the shir challah, I'll call it, but even then it's a suffix, the ikir adin, if it was a hafroshah challah or not. So the klal is to eat without hafroshah, something that it has a suffix, if it's chayiv, hafroshah challah or not. Even if you hold challah b'sman hazeh d'rabbonon, since you don't have bias kulchem, akoponim, it's lechumra. You don't eat without a frosis chala misofik, or mitzad what the Yad Avram brings down from the Mishnah Melech, that he carried the Eraisel, and therefore you machmer misofik, or mitzad dovel sheishel metirim, and it's rechevtsa, Yad Yudah says, we say dovel sheishel metirim, akoponim, to eat it without a frosha, lemaisa were oiser. The question is, okay, but what if the husband now can be mafresh challah on Shabbos? Even though you have an iser, the rabban of mechzik mesakin, if it's tumas umaisers. But since there's a sofik bichlal, if it's chayav afroshes challah, and if it's not chayav afroshes challah, it's not a mesakin at all. It's a maisa ba'alma. There's no really tikkun here. Memele, there's just one side, there is a tikkun. So it comes out to eat it, they can't eat it. But look, so she go be misakin. It's a sofik shvus. Sofik tikkun chal is a sofik shvus. We would say sofik rabbanon lekul. So this sofik is lechur, the sofik in our sugya. In our sugya, we have a sofik tvila. This isha has a sofik. Does she need this tvila? Is she also lebailo or not? And on that, could she go and be tevil on Shabbos? According to Beis Shammai, that Yev is a tefillah b'Shabbos, she can go ahead and be tevil b'Shabbos. Here it's a, now she's nesal misofik. Do we say sofik the rabbanon lekul or not? So it comes out lichur, that's the plukta. According to Shita Samal Sham, the Beis Yitzchok, the Meinida in our sugya, we would say sofik the rabbanon lekul. That's all about it. Midich, sidri tayr, lechsam sefer, lechaner ashash. Sveik lechur. So lichur, you have to know, what's the shirish of the machlikas? So the Maisa we find Me'in Ze in the Chazanish and the Chsam Sefer. But we'll be Magdir. What's the Sherish HaSofik? The Sherish HaSofik here, the Chor is like this. When we have this Isser of Mechzei Kemisakin, does Mechzei Kemisakin mean that's the Chefz of Isser? That means, since the Maisa, Boilom HaMaisa, the Isha was Noyeg in Isser, Mikoyach Adin Sofik. So it comes out that before the tefillah, she was noyeg in Isser. After the tefillah, she's noyeg heter. So it comes out that maybe that is bechlal mechzik mesakin. Mechzik mesakin is what it looks like it's mesakin. Since the hanogo, it befoyal was that she's nesar, and after the tefillah she's mutter, memele comes out, that's bechlal takonas chazal of mechzik mesakin. It wouldn't be talia klapi shmayo in be'emes. She was oser and niter. It's totally in mechze. Does it look like a mesakin? Memele, we can understand that if the iser is, the chefs of iser is mechze a mesakin, so it's enough that she was nesar mikoyach sofik, that this tvilo b'teres vadi is nesar midin mechze a mesakin. That lichur is the svar of the sidri tayra pnei shuluch some sefer. But the marsham, the beis yitzchok, and the meinido learned that it's totally in the emes. If there's a tikkun amiti here or not, that means mechzik misakin is not the cheftz of the iser. Just mechzik misakin is only the reasoning why Chazal were oiser this tvila, since it's nirik misakin. But the gufa iser is the tikkun mikoyach tvila. And if that's the case, it's totally be'emes. So me'in ze mamish nechlik wachsam sefer and chazanish. The Gemara in Avi Zara says, since lechozi la'akrova, so memele there's no isra deraisa to be matel mumin abchoyer. The whole isra is only the rabbono. So the Chazanish in Bchoyer is b'simchov dalid. Sivkot and Gimel, he says, heyot v'kaimolon, he says, in the Sofik Pchor, If I have a suffix in this behemoth, if it's a poor gnat, muto lahatil bimum, kedin suffix derabon on the kul. That's what the Chazanish says. The whole Israel told us is only the Rabbon and the Mele. V'sofik p'choir, if b'emes it's not a p'choir, there's no Israel involved. Only if the emes is that it's a p'choir. Mele b'sofik would be a sofik Rabbon l'kul. The Pesachei Tshuva Yeredei is Simon Shin Yud Givul brings the Chassam Sofer that he's a oiser to be matel mum even b'zman hazeh b'sofik p'choir. The Chassam Sofer says why? Since the Israel of Atola Smum b'choir is mitzad shenire kematil mum bekodshim. So he says, im kein gam besofek, kevan shenahignu boi ad achshov iser, gizav ve'avoyder is also the rice also b'zman hazeh. So since the hanoga b'poyal was to be oiser gizav ve'avoyder, and after the mum, yevin heter b'zman hazeh, memele comes out that it's b'chlal mechzei kemesaken. You don't have the heter of Sofik, the Rabbon Lekula. It's Petiras Vadios. It's Bechlal, the Chepta, the Isser of Mechze Kematimu. And on that, the Chazanish says, this is the Loshon of the Chazanish, Vezetomua, the Kol Isura de Rabbonon, He Mishmeres Lidei Raise, Mikomokam Sveik Lekula. Vahainire Kematimu Hainu, Tam Lekzeiras Chachomim. So here we have a machlokes l'chum sefer and the chazanish and this din of mechzei kematul mekodshim. According to the chum sefer, it's more chomor than every sfeik of the rabbanon. Since the chefza the iser is mechzei kematul, memele, if it just looks like that, it can be chomor. We don't have the heter of sefer the rabbanon. Masha'en kan l'das a chazanish. There's only a reason. This machlekes is mamish the machlekes in our sugya. We're gonna be sofik tefillah b'shabbos v'yomtiv. If the isra is mitzan mechzik misakin, that's the chefza of the isura. So since befoyal the isha was noig isur ad ato, and now after the tefillah it's a heter, it's bechal mechzik. Masha'enkin, that's shara achroinim. That there's only in the scene a stam of the to be asa the tefillah as a misakin, but al kolponim it's talia batikun amiti meila speak the rabbanon kula. Again, it comes out that the chassam sefer mamish l'shitose the chassam sefer what the pesachei tshuva brings l'gavim mechzika tol asmum which is oiser b'zman hazeh even though it's the rabbanon he's oiser b'teras vaday ki that's bechlal the mechzeh. That's the Chassam Sofer in our sugyo that also was posha to him that the tefillah here by Shabbos and Yontif is also lebe Shammai even though it's midin sofek. Why? Because it's b'chal mechzik emesaken. It's the Chassam Sofer l'shitos. Memele, that's the nafkamina, what we mentioned before, l'gabei afroshos chal. That's the nafkamina. If you have a sofek, if on the chalas on Shabbos there was afroshos chal or not, and you want to be mesaken it now, are we matter of midin sofik the rabbonon? The whole iser of afroshas chal is only mechzik and misakin, like every two of maestros. And you have a sofik b'chlal if it's zokuk afroshas chal or not. So if we look klapi or emes, we would say sofik the rabbonon lekulo. Because maybe here I'm not misakin. Maybe it's not needed to be mafresh. That would be according to the Maal Sham b'Yitzchok and the Meinido. And that lichoyer would be a libidach hazanish and pchoyeros, like we mentioned before. When you have a sofik pchoyer, you're allowed to be matul mum bechoyer, b'din sofik drabon lekul. Masha'en ken leshita sesid leitayr, some sefer ashash. So lichoyer benidin ze, shal afrosh haschalo. Since until now, mi sofik, I couldn't eat. Michshash tevel, al kuponi mikor de raiso, I was noyheg b'isr lechumro, klape achilo. And only after the hafrosho, I have this heter to eat it. So it's bichal mechzik emesakim b'tiras vaday. Memele, it's bichal the isra. I don't have the kulo of sofik drabon l'kulo. But I said, I don't want to be marich, but there's one other place, one of marimokim to look up in Shulchan Aruch Harachaim, Shin Chof Gimel. There, the mechaber brings two days to gabe a tefillah of kli chodosh haton tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch brings Yesh Oimrim Shemutol Hadil B'Shabbos v'yesh oisrim, and yirah shamayim yitzis kulam, v'yiten ha'kli leinu Yehudi. So there the Mishabur talks about this shiloh, Sivkot Lamed Gimel, that the Darkei Moshel Maises Machriya, that Medina were choshesh to the yesh oisrim, and not to be matbil kelim chadoshim in Shabbos. Now what happens if he has a sofik on the kli, if it's tzorach tefillah? He has a kli, where he got a new kli, he didn't know if it was somebody tovel beforehand or not. He has a sofik, can he be tovel, does he have to be tovel this kli on Shabbos? Is the kli chod, is it tzorach tefillah or not? And on that, we have a kli which is a sofik. So, can we be matrit midin, sofik dravon lekula? So there, the mashmos of the Mishnah Brura is that only since we have a day on Materes, yeshlis meichal day rishoino v'ladbilo. L'chadchilik shi'ir sholasis b'nei k'leitzis acheros. L'choiro, the Mishnah Brura only comes out since there's days that are matir l'chadchilo, to be matir l'kli chodosh, therefore in a case that it's a sofik, if it's toned vilo, Mishnah Brura says you can be soimich on day rishoino. L'choiro, we should be oisarit, but we should be matir midin sovid rabbanon lechula. Let's say there's only one day that is oisar to be matbil kli chodesh. There's no other day. So lechera, if I have a sofik, if it's toned vil or not, we should say sovid rabbanon lechula. Just like the achreinim are so you say, we gotta be sofik tvilo. We should say sovid rabbanon lechula. So lechera, it looks like that from the Mishnah Brura that he holds, like the Achroinim, Sidrei Taira, the Chsam Sefer, those are Achroinim that were Oysa the Tefillah and Shabbos. Mitzad Mechzikim Esak. But that's not also so Borah, because if Tak the Mishnah Brura means to be Oysa Mitzad, that it's Bechlal Mechzikim Esakin, so the Issa would be B'teres Vadai. So there wouldn't be any Kula to be Soymech on the Deir Rishoino. It would be B'teres Vadai. I'll call upon him. I have a rechus there. It's shocked to see the Sefer Teres Yitzchok he put out on Nido, Simen Ted Zayin. There we have a rechus in this. I'll call upon him. Bisoida Dovo. Hayoitzim in a sugyo that you have a big machloikis achroinim on this inyan of Sofek Tvilo B'Shabbes V'Yomtev. If we say Sveik, it would be Sveikid Rabbanu Lekulo. That's Shita Samal Sham Beis Yitzchok and Meinido. Meidoch Shita Sasidri Taire. The Chsam Sefer, the Aruch Laner, and the Rashash, they hold that a Sofik Tvila B'Shabbos is also Osir. We explain that it's built on the Machloikens of the Chsam Sefer, and the Chazanish, Behilchis Pchoiris, Lagabi Matil Mum, Shemechze, Kematil Mum Bekotchim, that's the Machloikens of Sofik Pchoiris Manazeh, and we said that there's a big Nafkamina Ledino, Leini Nafosha Schalami Sofik. If the Schalis are Tun, have a sofik if the b'chal chayiv b'afrosh eschal or not? Do we say sofik the rabbanon lekula since the whole iser of afrosh eschal is only the rabbanon meila sveikul lekula, or we'll say since the aseda iser is mechzik kamisaken, so since befoyal the anoga was not to eat the eschal before afrosh and after the afrosh you can eat meila would be b'chal the din of mechzik kamisaken. Ube'emes dechsam sefer brings the Pnei Yoshua in the Aruch Laner, that the answer on this Shiloh, why Taka is the Isha, why is she allowed to be Tevil on Shabbos and Yontev, since that Misofik, even after the Tevilah, she's not going to be Tohoir B'Teras Vadai, Memele, it's not Mechzik Mesakin. And this answer is L'Shitosom, that the Yisoyla Iser is Midin Mechzik Mesakin. And since Boilam HaMaisa, she's not having a heter lebailo after the tefila, and therefore in this case there's no mechzik mesak. But this is only l'shitosom that it's not totally be'emes, if it's taka mesakin or not, it's only totally ba'mechze, memelitz mitlatoli ve'koi in befoyal, she would be muta lebailo or not. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.